Magic, look, I'm out of the house.
Very good, making a little house.
But I didn't need the pink, white and green. Did I?
That's a superb little puzzle that came in a party bag, isn't it?
Woo!
And it's got a little diagram of all the things that you can do.
I can build it and pick a one.
Can you?
May I help you? You got another of those?
Oh yes you have, but they might not be the same things in it, darling.
Well, maybe.
Do you want a little look? You're not having any sweets, but you can open. Where's the other party bag gone? It's here, there we are. I saw Daddy move it earlier. Shall I open it for you?
Hello. No, I can't.
That's right, it comes apart. You said you pull it apart.
We have done it.
Oh, it's got the same sweets, it's got a different game in it though, this Thomas.
No,
it's got this instead.
Oh, who's ripped it?
Well, I think you've ripped it open in the bag, darling. Yeah, look, it's one of these, I don't know what it is. One of those, I think, one of those sweets. Oh, look, it's come with a stencil. Alphabet letters.
Can I have that for my pudding?
Well, you can have something for your pudding. Yes, look, you can trace it round this. Can't you?
Yeah.
Look, the band off, that's it.
Why, not the band?
The band, the rubber band, I mean. Well, if you pull the rubber band off and the things won't flap, it won't work. I haven't got a rubber band small enough to replace it.
I could do this right and put it here.
Oh, no, don't you have some pretty here? That's not nice. Lucky she's not in at the moment. Right, I'm just looking at the date on the bread to see if it's out.
The sunflower's bending down.
What's bending down?
Sunflower.
The sunflower, let's have a look. Oh yeah, so it's alright. It's not coming out yet, is it?
I see the end!
That's what? Right, we keep planting seeds, don't we? Right, so now I'm going to do a sandwich for you. I think what we'll do is use the fresh bread and keep that bread that's open for toast. Because the fresh bread will be much nicer on the sandwich, won't it? This is the jam sandwich you wanted, Tamara.
Yeah.
Right, do you want to move to the table then, please?
I'm just putting this down the spot.
Thomas, come wash your hands, please. Pick that up and then come wash your hands, please.
Pretend I couldn't hear
anything. You'd be like Ferdy then, wouldn't you?
No, just pretend you were very sad.
Why am I very sad? Because you can't hear.
Pretending.
Well, that would be awful, really, if you couldn't hear, wouldn't it? Oh, there was a towel there in the wash basket.
Just pretend. You said, would you like a jam sandwich?
Would you like a jam sandwich? And you're pretending to be deaf, aren't you? I just call that very rude because you're not deaf. Right, go to the table now.
I am quite deaf.
I don't think so, Thomas. Really.
This is a real house, isn't it?
What that we're living in? That you've built?
Uh-oh.
What that we're living in or that you've built?
Neither one.
I can't tell what you're saying. Do you mean the house we're living in is real or the house that you're building is real?
The real house that I'm building. Look at this. Look at our house.
Yeah.
Look at our house.
Now, I've got a problem with the jam sandwich, Thomas.
What?
Got no jam.
Look what's happening to my house.
Sorry,
look what's happening to our house. Smash.
Very stable, is it?
The roof's come off and out of the house and then the glass is smashing.
We've got so many things in the fridge. Well, I couldn't find the jam. Put it now, though, that's alright. Will you have some cheese with it, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm going to make a bigger house. Oh, so yeah. It'll be ours.
Oh, that's nice. Is there room for Birdie to live here as well?
Yes.
That's good.
I'm going to make a basket too.
Oh, are you? For Birdie to sit in?
Mm.
That's jolly nice of you. Isn't it?
Yep. That's that pink bit inside and there's a basket.
Oh, that's lovely. Right. And what's the other bit? Is that the chimney that's not fixed on? Or?
That's the chimney that's not fixed on. Right. You know how tall it goes.
It's very tall, isn't it, that? I'm sure that house will stand out for miles because people will say, goodness me, look at how tall the chimney is on that house.
It's an old house. But it's not really.
No, not really. Right, please will you sit at the table, Simon?
Those are stickers.
Are they? Right, sit down, please.
It's not happy.
Pardon?
Jimmy Chappy ending starts there with you. Oh, yeah.
Making a bit of sandwich. I shall put that sandwich onto this plate.
Only for that
plate? No, because I'm using this plate to make sandwiches on. Right, so you tucked in. I'll get you some cheese.
Not pretend sandwiches.
No, they're not pretend sandwiches, they're real sandwiches, aren't they? It's lunchtime. Are you feeling hungry?
Mm.
Wow, look at the size of that block of cheese, Thomas. Absolutely enormous, isn't it? Have you seen it? Look at this. How big that is. Good heavens. And to just feel the weight of that. Wow.
I feel it again.
We could build a house with blocks of cheese, Thomas.
Yeah. Ow!
Cheese house.
Ow!
Couldn't we?
Ow!
I don't think that will blow away. You know how the three little pigs made that house?
Ow! Ow!
Remember how the three little pigs made the house?
Yeah.
One of straw.
One of cheese.
One of wood, one of bricks, one of cheese. No, they didn't build one of cheese, but we could have made one with cheese.
Mm.
Wow.
Think about the cheese in the world.
Yes.
About all the cheese in the world, we can make a tea conservatory.
Make a conservatory with cheese?
Mm.
I suppose we could build one, couldn't we, with cheese? Only one problem, we wouldn't be able to see out, would we?
No.
The conservatory's got glass windows. You're trying to think through that piece of cheese I just cut off the block for you. You can't see a lot, Thomas.
Look,
Well, you know what would happen?
What? Hey, what? Every time I saw you, it could break off the house.
Well, I was just about to say, you would do that. When I wanted cheese for sandwiches, I might do that. Birdie likes cheese. For any of the mice outside, they like cheese. And before we would know where we were, the conservatory would be full of holes.
Mm.
Would you at least then we could look through the holes and look at myself that we didn't have windows?
Mm.
But it might all fall down one day. Who's been eating my conservatory?
Me.
Right, would you like another sandwich after that one, do you think?
Please.
Is the bread nice and fresh, Tommy?
Hello. There wouldn't be much television.
There wouldn't be much television where? In the cheese house? Why not?
You'll only say this. This is all the cheese in the garden. Here's the cheese primer staying on every single date.
We could have furniture made of Dairy Lee slices. Triangles, rather.
Very cold when I had a bare bottom.
Huh, it would be, wouldn't it? And you know those cheese slices?
Mm.
We could turn one of those into a television or a table. And cheese spread, you get cheese spread, don't you? Lots have had it for a long time.
That could be dubious.
Well, cheese spread, I mean, Derry Lee is, you know, soft cheese spread, but I mean squirty cheese in a tube. What do you call those cheese string things? Strip cheese.
I want strip cheese.
Strip cheese. I haven't got any strip cheese at the moment. Got a fridge.
That could be the room.
It could, couldn't it? Got a fridge absolutely full of things. Got no strip cheese.
Full of lots of cheese.
I like cheese, don't you? Cheese, please, Louise.
Cheese. Please.
Louise.
Cheese.
This cup, never I been. It's not a cup, this is
Mom,
a bottle.
You said you'll give me some crisps.
Did I?
I ordered crisps for my lunch.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Quavers. Oops, the big bag did come in. Quite. Lovely, isn't it? There you are. Here's my pinch one.
This reminds me of Isabel's house.
Does it remind you of Isabel's house?
Yeah.
Because she likes quavers.
Yeah.
Well, they remind me of when I was a child going
swimming. Look at this!
What's that? Oh, better cheese quavers as well, aren't they? So we could put cheese quavers in our cheese house, Thomas.
Yep.
Well, when Mummy was a little girl and I used to go swimming, after we'd been swimming, we used to get a drink or some sweets or something from the vending machine. And I always used to have quavers. And I, whenever I smell quavers, oops, just like... Then when I had one, it reminds me of swimming as a child.
Mum, when you first had one, what was it like?
When what, Liv?
When you first had a quaver.
Thomas, I can't tell what you're saying.
When you first had a quaver.
When I first had a quaver? Oh, I can't remember the first time, but it tastes exactly the same now as it did then. The only difference was, you know when you go swimming? You can smell the chlorine in the pool, you know, that sort of swimming bath smell. You know the smell I mean? Well, when I smell swimming baths, it reminds me of quavers. I can't say I actually like them all that much, Thomas, to be honest.
Are you going to my swimming lesson? It might tell you how to jump in.
Yes, I do actually. Remember how to swim, Thomas.
You want to see me jumping?
Yes. I used to take you swimming every week when you were a little boy, when you were a baby.
And I was amazed when I could swim. And I didn't know I could not swim.
Well, I used to take you, you were only a very, very tiny baby when I first took you. And we weren't in the pool very long. We started off with about 20 minutes and then we had half an hour. And then gradually we worked up to an hour. And then afterwards, because I used to go with a friend and her little girl, Lucy. And...
Was she bigger?
No, she was older than you. She was born in October and you were born in April. So she was older than you, but she was smaller. And she couldn't hear. She was a deaf baby. And now she's a little bit older, she has hearing aids fitted. She used to enjoy swimming.
Do the hearing aids come out if she swims?
Well, I don't know, Thomas, because she was only a baby when we used to go swimming with her. And she couldn't hear. And now she's your age, she's got some little hearing aids fitted. But we used to go afterwards, after we'd been swimming, and we used to get you changed and ourselves changed, we used to go to the little cafe. And I would give you a bottle of milk. And as you got a bit older, sometimes you had some little cheese biscuits or something. And it was on a Thursday, and you would sleep. You'd give you the milk, and then you would go to sleep. And Mary and I would sit and have our cup of coffee and a chat, and then we'd come back in the car and you would still be fast asleep. And then I used to wake you up, give you your lunch, and then we used to go to baby, mother and baby group, Thursday afternoon. And you used to crawl around the floor there, and so you were always very tired on Thursdays because you'd had swimming in the morning and toddler group in the afternoon, or baby group in the afternoon. Because you never used to sleep, but Thursdays was the only day.
I sleep.
That you slept, that you slept.
Yeah. Look, I said I slept.
Yes, that quaver looks like it's semi-snake, doesn't it? The only problem was, I would have loved you to have slept a bit more during the day because I had lots of jobs to do. And on Thursdays, you did sleep. But Mummy was out all day, so when you were asleep, I couldn't do things at home. And you love swimming. In fact, I've got some photographs somewhere of you swimming. Do you remember that big yellow rubber ring seat you used to wear?
Yeah. Not comfortable.
Yeah, it wouldn't be now because you're far too big for it. It was like a big yellow rubber ring, but it had supports underneath and you could put your legs through it, and you used to go off round on this rubber ring. Do it ever so quick.
Would Mum be still at the shore?
No, I wasn't at the side. No, I was with you all the time. Don't worry, I'll pick it up. I was with you all the way. He used to enjoy that, actually. And then we used to go on another day to a Baths and Cheadle, and they had, it was just for mums and very young children, very young babies. I don't really remember that, but they used to play songs and nursery rhymes, and we used to have to do actions in the water and movement. And we used to find that very funny. But I don't think you remember because you were only a very young baby.
I don't remember.
And I don't think you could. And you go swimming now with Daddy, don't you?
Why do you never watch me?
Well, it's not that I don't watch you. I used to take you when you were a baby because Daddy was at work and I was at home.
But you don't know how if I can swim. That's on me at
miles. No, I go swimming with when I'm on holiday. But now it just so happens that Daddy takes you swimming because it's something you and Daddy can do together. Daddy enjoys swimming. It's not that I don't want you to come in, it's just something that you can do with Daddy. Because Daddy doesn't really like doing a lot of things that I do with you. And that's something Daddy enjoys, so.
Look at this, Mum. Oh, good, I needed this.
You don't get to eat your sandwich, would you like a little bit more cheese?
Yeah, more of those.
No, you're not having any more quavers, no. Aww. No, Thomas. Do you like some more cheese?
No!
Pardon?
Pardon?
Thomas, what do you say?
Thomas, what did you say?
Stop repeating what I said. Please be polite.
Yeah, please, what I say.
Thomas, would you like more cheese?
Thomas, would you like more cheese?
Yes, please, Mummy.
Yes, please, Mummy.
No! I fell for that one, didn't you? No, you sit where you are. You're having a meal. Be polite.
Sit where you are.
No, that's enough now.
That's enough now.
Some more cheese?
More cheese?
Thomas, I need to know, because if I cook some, you've got to eat it. Would you like more cheese?
Yeah,
eat
it. No!
What do you say then?
No!
No what?
Pardon.
Thomas, it's silly. Right, well, there's no pudding.
Okay. No, thank you.
Good boy.
More pudding.
Thomas, will you sit at the table properly, please? Come on, I want you to have a nice time, but I don't want you to be silly and rude. Just like you are being.
Well, how did you make quavers?
I don't know, sweetheart.
Just use a lot of quiz.
Use a lot of quiz to make quavers, do you? Do you know what my favourites are?
No.
Cheesy Watsits. Mm. I like Cheesy Watsits and I like crisps and I like hula hoops and twiglets. Have you ever had twiglets?
No.
Again.
Are those crisps that are like this?
No, they look like sticks. They look like pieces of wood, sticks. I'm pretty sure as a baby you had them. I like them.
I like the crisps that are round. No, not hula hoops, but yeah. They're round.
What are those hula hoops, but without the hole? What are they called?
They're called loopies.
Called what?
Loopies.
Loopies? Where'd you get those from?
Dad.
Dad? I've not seen those before. I like those little cheddar biscuits as well. Should we go back to cheese again? Cheddar type biscuits. I'll tell you what, we haven't had
for
ages.
I like Watchits.
I do. We've not had those tiny biscuits with the piped icing on top. You know, midget gems. What are called? Ice gems. Ice gems.
Like midget gems.
Yes, I was thinking of that because when I was trying to think of a name, I had a job to remember because all I could think of was midget gems. And I knew they weren't midget gems because they're so little jelly sweets, aren't they, that you like? In fact, they do those biscuits with little pipe chocolate icing on top. The ones we buy usually have all different coloured icing, but you can buy packets with just chocolate icing. I think we've had those before, but I think you preferred the ones with the coloured icing, didn't you?
That's not you.
Not really, I knew it was you biting very loudly, crunching a quaver.
Did you think, first do you think I was exploding?
No, I don't think you're exploding, Thomas. I just knew you were eating crisps very noisily. Skips, are there some crisps called skips or something like that?
Crisps, skips.
Skips, is that what you're meaning? I can't remember what they are, but I think they're round, aren't they?
There they are, round. I know what I'm thinking about.
What are you thinking about?
Honey loops.
Honey loops? No, they're not crisps, really, are they? They're breakfast cereal. But they look quite like hula hoops. The only hoops are deeper, but they're about the same size. I wonder if...
if you can shut up.
Thomas, I'm rude. Can you hear that beaker making a funny noise? I've forgotten what I was going to say.
I know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to
say? That pudding. Mum, I think it's all this.
You've eaten very well, haven't you?
That pudding.
No.
Why?
Well, just have a little think about what you just said.
Yes.
Right, try again. What should you have said?
I wish we could play with me.
No, I want to play with you, but that isn't what you should be asking me.
There are you, no, sorry. Please come with me. Is that pudding? Are you thinking what pudding might be?
Not really. No, I'm just wondering what you said.
I think I know what pudding is.
No, that's not why I'm not giving it to you, Thomas. Just think about what you said.
Sorry.
No, not sorry. When you want something, how do you ask for it?
Oh. No, thank you.
Please let her have.
Oh no, thank you.
Yes. Right, which one are you going to have? These?
Nah.
This one?
Yeah.
You don't grunt. They look nice, don't they? Do you want some fruit as well? I know you've already had a pear this morning.
Yeah.
What would you like?
A pear.
A pear? Is it not too hard? Is it right?
Hard. Not a bit. No, not hard.
Well, would you like an apple instead, seeing as you had a pear already?
Yeah. Mum?
Yes?
There's no red on these.
Isn't there? Do you want to tip them out and see what there is?
This.
Well, they're orange rather than red, aren't they?
Where are the reds?
I don't know. Must not be in the flower.
There must be advertising reds.
Hmm.
Somewhere.
Yes, that's strange, isn't it? Well, I think perhaps that's supposed to be that one, don't you? When you look at them, they are actually orange. When you look at the packet, the colour's not too different, is it?
Oi!
I wondered how long it would take you to see I pinched one. Thank you.
Oi!
Right, would you like an apple, Thomas, rather than a pear? Because you've had an apple.
You want another pear?
You can have no pear with pleasure, it's just I thought they might not be ripe enough.
They're not.
So, would you like another pear, or would you like an apple?
Yeah.
Goodness me, this is hard work.
Here, please. No. Yeah, no.
No. No, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. This piece.
Apple or pear? Pear.
Yeah.
Apple. Pear.
I like grunting.
You like grunting? Well, you maybe do, but it's not very polite, is it? I can't tell what you want and what you're saying when you grunt. And you're not a pig.
I grunt him. Grunt there and a grunt here.
And a grunt grunt here and a grunt grunt there. Here a grunt everywhere. I mean, here a grunt there, a grunt everywhere. Grunt, grunt.
Grunt! Like your mummy says. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you're not being nice to me, Thomas. I don't like this. Actually, this pear's beautiful. Look at the colour of that. Isn't that gorgeous?
No, eat that one. It's so nice.
Oh, if I can have that, then I can. Actually, it isn't as hard as the one I cut this morning.
Oh, yeah, they're all right.
Well, it's still pretty hard. But better than being so soft that they've gone off. But it doesn't feel quite as hard. I don't know whether it's just... I did feel them this morning. And I thought I'd chosen the softest to give you. I can't believe that they would ripen up so quickly, but perhaps it's just because it's a few hours riper than the one this morning.
Well, I've only got the oranges.
You have, yes. It's a very tasty though, actually, darling.
I want a green.
Well, if you can spare one, we'll place just to taste
it. Yes, you can.
Thank you. Fruit. Fruit dessert. There you are. Thank you. Mmm. Very nice.
What's it made of?
I don't know.
It's made of licorice.
No, licorice is
sweet.
Well, do you not want that one?
No, Michelle.
Oh, that's good boy for sure. Thank you. Mmm. The orange is nice. Very tasty.
Mm.
We can keep this little packet, actually. That'll be good in your shop, because it's shop size, isn't it? Mmm. Are you all right for drinks?
Mmm, yeah.
Right, I'll just put this cheese back in the fridge.
Mummy can't!
Why?
We're not being a cheese house, yeah?
Huh? Well, I think if we want some scaffolding to hold up the cheese house, we could have used the pears because they were hard enough, weren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Guess what we could use for stairs?
What?
Pears.
They keep falling over.
You think so? Up the apples and pears. Stairs.
Then you just slam on the pear and go, ah! Down they come again.
funny, a house made of fruit, wouldn't it? Because when the fruit
chimney. Yeah. Hard to make one of those.
It is, because when the house was first built, it would be fine. But when the fruit got ripe, and then very ripe, especially things like bananas, you know, when they go mushy, they just look. And things like raspberries and strawberries and peaches, when they go to mush, they go quickly, don't they? We'd have this beautiful house and we'd invite people round for tea. And just as they arrive, the house will just collapse. Isn't she embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it will stick with Cheese House. It might go mouldy, it might be eaten by everybody, but it might last a little bit longer.
So the cheese went off.
That's right.
Now we can knock the house down and make another. What would the toilet be like if you flush it?
I haven't a clue to myself. I've never been to a toilet in a cheese house, so I don't know the answer to that one, I'm afraid.
Like I go like this. Cheesy what's-its.
Cheesy what's-its, yes. Yes, you could have very easily have cheesy what's-its if you've sat on a toilet made of cheese.
I'm coming out of the top might be bags of cheese.
Yeah. Cheese rolls. Toilet rolls, cheese rolls.
Cheese car.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would keep going like this. Where was that by it will go?
It would be good for taking photographs in there, Thomas.
Yeah.
Because everywhere you'd look, you'd say, cheese. Oh. You think so? Mm-hmm. Guess who we can invite to your cheese house? Louise. Cheese, please, Louise. And when you smiled, it would be a cheesy grin. Look at the cheesy grin. Have a grin. Are you tickling my foot?
I hope it does tickle.
Huh? It does tickle, isn't it? Neither of us have anything on our feet. Our feet are bare.
And the claw's there.
And guess what?
Your
smell of cheese. Cheesy feet. Are you going to try some of that pear now?
If we can go outside.
Well, we're not going out yet, darling. We've just got to do a little bit of something in here.
Like learn eating.
Well, have your pear and we'll do a little bit more chatting.
What we're doing with pear when I'm playing.
But inside, love, we've got to do a bit of play inside.
I'm going to eat my pear like this, and I'll just say, and stop to unload, and then I can have a pear.
What do you want to play with?
The things down there.
Right.
Come on.
Well, I think you need to leave your pear where it is, please, and let's just give your hands a wash, because they might be... That's right, have a piece here. Have a piece at the table, and then we'll wash your hands, and we can leave the table. And then we could perhaps do some playing later on, if that would suit you better, would it? Yes?
I've got a feeling what the other thing might be.
What's the other thing?
The thing that we're not playing on the ground.
Yeah.
And that, would it be work?
No, we're not doing any work.
Shall we play on the ground?
We can do it. You just have your piece of pear.
Till Dad comes home.
Yes. You have your piece of pear, then we'll wash your hands. And then we'll think of something else to do for half an hour or so. And then I think we shall go, because I need to go into Didsbury. I want to go to the gift shop on School Lane. So I want to get Lynn a little gift and Jane a little gift. And did you see what I'd bought? Did you see these? These are from my friend Mary.
No.
Look at these beautiful candles, aren't they lovely?
Look like big virals.
Look like big crowns, didn't they? How many?
Mum, look. Can I look at the back?
Yes.
No!
There are six candles with little candle holders. They're ever so thin, aren't they? But they're very tall. And Mary likes lavender. You smell that? It smells of lavender. There are six light, well, sort of lilac coloured candles. And at the back, there are six darker purpley candles. And there are two tea light holders. And they've come in a lovely box with a ribbon, haven't they? And it says lavender. This collection captures the fragrance of glorious fresh flowers to add nature's beauty to your home. Lavender, a small shrub with an aromatic narrow leaves and long stem spikes of small flowers. With its heady scent and distinctive colour, lavender is possibly the best loved of all floral fragrances. Well, do you remember the lavender bush? The lavender house?
Yeah.
Near Luke and Gabriella's house?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got lavender in our garden. I don't think it's out at the moment, but we have. And I noticed that Jane had some, actually, because I was thinking it would make Jane a nice present. And I know she likes lavender because outside of her front door she's got two big pots. I don't think they're particularly purpley at the moment, but see, the leaves are there. So actually, if she likes lavender, that might be a nice thing. But they did those candles in all different colours. So I thought I might go down to the shop with you and we'll have a little smell and we'll decide which colour and which smell we like best. I bought lavender for Mary because Mary likes lavender. So, I thought they look quite a nice present, do you?
What?
Yes.
Oh, those are chopsticks.
Chopsticks? It's a tune that we can play on the piano called Chopsticks as well. I've got, no, that's the stinger. I can't think how it goes now. It's a really fast piece of music that everybody knows how to play if they play the piano. And it's I could probably do that on the piano. We've not played with that for quite a while, actually.
We could do this. I listen to this. That sounds like a carrot eating.
It did, actually. When you crunched that pear, it sounded just like a raw carrot. Who likes carrots?
Birdie.
No, Birdie doesn't like carrots. Well, at least not as I know of.
Well, look.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah, has a very shiny carrot. Well, Rudolph must like carrots because do you remember what we did at Christmas?
Yeah.
We left a glass of sherry and a mince pie for Santa, and a bowl of water and a carrot for Rudolph. And what had happened in the morning when we got up?
It had gone.
It had gone. Where do you think it had gone?
In Father Christmas's belly.
Father Christmas's belly? His tummy, not his belly. Mm. Well, I think the mince pie and sherry had probably been eaten by Father Christmas, but I don't think he would have had the bowl of water. And what about the carrot? Mm. Who would that have been for?
Rudolph.
That's
how I like carrots.
Yes, well, you like coleslaw, and coleslaw has carrots in it. I like carrots, I like them cooked, and I like them raw. And I like the colour, and I like the smell.
I like blue carrots.
Blue carrots? Where have you seen blue carrots?
From bluebells.
From bluebells? And I'll tell you where else.
Bluebells don't mean much.
Bluebells, no, they don't. They just look blue, don't they? When you see pictures of snowmen, or if you see anybody building a snowman, they used to use coal for eyes and coal for buttons, but not many people have coal now, so I'm not quite sure what people use. Probably stones. But if you want a really good nose for a carrot, for a snowman, what makes a superb long nose?
Carrot.
A carrot. Isn't it?
I can't wait till it's snowing around there.
Can't wait till it's snowing.
Yeah. Mm. Let's go. If Linda was looking outside.
Yeah.
Like a ghost. In my face. I'm looking at the snowfall and go, ah!
Oh, no, you don't want to throw snowballs in people's faces. That was one thing I used to hate, was when I was a little girl. I loved, absolutely loved the snow. I remember loving to make snowmen and snowballs and sledging, you know, tobogganing. Well, I thought that was wonderful. But the one thing I was very frightened of when I first started school was some of the bigger boys were throwing snowballs. And they were throwing at the girls' faces, and one hit somebody in the eye. And it wasn't nice. And she was ever so upset, and I was so frightened people would throw snowballs in my face. Didn't like that at all.
Well, rather a big one, and I'll go,
oof. Mm. Oh, I don't think that was pleasant at all.
Someone throws a snowball at me when it's Christmas, I'll roll a big one up.
One year?
Yeah.
It's quite heavy, though, snow, actually, Thomas, to pick up, you know. If you've got to pick it up and throw it, you can't make it so big. But no, it's certainly not nice to throw something at anybody, is it? And a snowball's all right if you're in a play fight and people don't get angry and it's all done in fun. But I think if people throw them very hard in somebody's faces, that's dangerous and not pleasant.
It's time to go.
Isn't it, right? You're going to get your hands washed?
Not yet.
I'm going to have a little bite of the corn in that pear, see how hard it is. Oh, that's nice and crunchy.
Sit down. Oh, crunchy chocolate.
Oh, yes. Mmm.
These are better.
Well, certainly fruit's better for you, isn't it? I like crunchy bars. Crunchy chocolate is nice.
Mmm.
Chunky chocolate, like a Yorkie bar, is nice as well. But fruit is certainly better for you.
Look at this. I'm trapped.
You're going to brush your crumbs down.
Secret supply.
Secret supply of what?
Crawling under the table.
What's crawling under the... Oh, Thomas. I don't know what it was. Are you hidden that there for later?
Yeah.
You're cheeky.
Oh.
Aren't you?
Hidden that for later.
Yes, well, I think later's a good idea. You've just eaten now. You must finish your pear. Or shall I put this in a little box for a snack this afternoon?
You must finish your hair.
No, not hair, pear. Actually, I must finish my hair. You're quite right, because I had a bath this morning. I washed my hair and just brushed it into place. I didn't dry it, and it looks really messy now.
So just a little straight.
What were you going to say? It's always messy. Thomas, can we wash your hands, please? Can wash your hands if you're going through that. Yes, my hair is usually messy, and do you know why? Because I have a little boy who messes it up. Who's that?
I think it might be Tickle Mouse.
Tickle Mouse, I think it is. Thomas, can wash your hands, please? Excuse me. Come on. Thomas, you're not being very well behaved today. Do you use your towel, please? Come on, no, you're not having any sweets. Come on. You've got pear here. If you've no room to finish your pear, then that's fair enough. But the pear will go in a box. And when you want a snack this afternoon, out it will come again.
Oh, no!
Now, pop your drink down and come and rinse your hands, please, like I've asked you to.
I heard that for a secret supply.
For a secret supply? You've hidden some sweets under the table when I found them there.
Is there any pink on these?
No, they're all cheese.
No,
it's a big bag of quavers and it says cheese flavour. Quavers, the light potato snack. 5 free packs, 15 for the price of 10. Cheese flavour.
Cheese.
Yes, they're all cheese flavour. You do quite like the pink ones, don't you? Prawn cocktail flavour. Slug flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Right, tell you what.
Ow! I love prawns.
Do you actually like prawns? I know you like the prawn cocktail flavoured crisps, but do you like prawns themselves?
No.
You like prawn crackers from the Chinese takeaway, don't you, when we have a takeaway? Nana likes prawn sandwiches. Thomas, why are your trousers down?
They're not down.
Well, they need pulling up. You look like you're going to lose them.
What?
Are you all right now?
Yes. No, I'm standing in the concrete that's wet.
Wet concrete? What's next?
No, and now I'm sitting in the comfy chair.
Yeah, that's better.
Building site. But I want to talk all about the building site.
You want to talk about the building site? That's fair enough. Tell me about the building site.
Very hard. It's very hard to work on a Monday.
Is it? Why is that?
Because I keep falling over and hurt my legs.
Just on Mondays?
Oh. Just hurt my leg on this. Ow, I just hurt my leg on this Monday.
What down
there? This.
Oh dear, what did you do? Like a little train driver? Oh dear. I must admit, Lego is very nice, but it doesn't quite hurt if you stand on it. I've trodden on Lego bricks before.
Yeah.
And it hurts, doesn't it?
Hurts more than standing on it. Hurts more than sitting on it.
Oh yes. I'll tell you what really does hurt, and I've done it once, and oh, I've never forgotten it, Thomas.
What?
Trodden on an electric plug. I don't know whether you know what I mean. I can't actually unplug the electric equipment, otherwise the tape will stop working. This. Right. I'll show you from the extension lead. You see this bit with the metal spikes that you put into the electric socket?
I have a tender thread and I'm pretending.
Oh, you don't want to pretend. I can't remember now whether it was a hairdryer or something like some curling tongs on the bedroom floor, and I had bare feet and I trod. Oh, wow, did that hurt.
I'll pretend.
You just pretend. Yeah, you've only just touched it with your foot and I have now. Thomas, it was so painful. I have never forgotten it, and I learnt my lesson, because now, whenever I use anything like that, there are two things I learnt from that. One, I unplug it and make jolly sure that it's off the floor. But the other one is, many, many years ago, I went on holiday. I went to stay with some friends in Jersey. You don't really remember Uncle Matthew and Auntie Jean?
Mm.
I don't know whether you do, because you were very young last time they came over to see us. But I went to stay with them. And we were going out for lunch, and I'd had a lovely shower and done my hair. My hair was very different in those days. It was long. And I spent a long time using my hot brush, you know, the curling tongs. And I thought I looked really very smart. And then off we went for lunch, and I suddenly thought, when I was in the car, did I turn the curling tongs off, the heated, well, they weren't heated brush, you know, the tong, the styling brush?
No.
So I got upstairs, and I thought, did I unplug it? And all I could think of was, this brush was just on the floor, on the little stand on the carpet, and I thought, oh heavens, if I've forgotten to unplug it, has it got so hot that the carpet will catch fire and I'll burn the house down? And I didn't know whether I should tell them that I was worried and make Uncle Matthew drive all the way home. I didn't know whether he'd be cross because I would make him drive home, or cross. Oh, I just didn't know what to do. I thought if even cross, if his house burns down. And it absolutely ruined what should have been a beautiful lunch. And we got home, and the house was still standing, and I went racing upstairs, and I'd unplugged them, turned them off and unplugged them, so I needn't have worried. But from that day onwards, whenever I use anything, whether it's the iron or the hot brush, I make jolly sure that I say to myself, right, I've unplugged it, and I move it well away from the socket to remind me that I've unplugged it, because it frightened me.
Mum, I want you to tell that story again.
Oh, Thomas.
Please.
Well, it's not even an interesting story. I mean, you would have liked it if... Guess what happened? I left the hot brush on, and by the time we came back from lunch, the carpet had caught fire, and the bedroom was on fire, and the roof was on fire, and there were 6 fire engines outside. Matthew was really cross, and I learnt my lesson because I was thrown in jail for setting fire to somebody's house.
That was cool.
No, that was a cool story, wasn't it? It wasn't the truth, did it? That was a much better version. So, this is why now, Thomas, whenever I do ironing, if you see me unplug the iron and I take it off the ironing board and I move it somewhere completely different and I put the ironing board away so that I can think, oh yes, I remember putting it away. And I never leave a socket on the floor because they're jolly painful when you tread on them. Alright, don't play with those, you don't play with electricity. All you're doing now is just putting the plug into the other side of the extension. You can pop it in there if you like, then we'll hang it back on the ironing board.
No.
Don't put this into a socket, Thomas, you don't play with sockets.
No, not
really. This is a curly cable, isn't it? It stretches, can you see? Is it like a hose pipe? Now listen, the other thing, never let go, because if you let go it would spring back and it would hit me and that would hurt as well. Same if I let go of this, this would hit your leg and it would hurt.
No, if I run away.
No.
If I run away, what would happen?
No, if you run away and then let go, it would come flying back and hit me, wouldn't it? And I know that wouldn't hurt you, but I would be jolly cross. No, don't, Thomas, because if those little prongs get damaged, if they get bent, it won't go in the socket and then it won't work. Right, bring it back to me, please. No, bring it back to me, Thomas, please.
I'm just putting out the fires. Over here.
I thought you would turn it into a hose pipe because it's a bit like a curly cable, isn't it?
Actually, I could turn it into a curly cable. Then here's the electric plug. So the gas one too.
Are you pretending it's a gas pipe right now? Come on, I think you didn't. We need to stop playing with it now. What's it doing? It's going to get damaged. Do you know why I use extension leads like this, Thomas?
No.
Because when I'm doing things like the ironing, if I want to iron and watch television, then I can put the ironing board up in the room so I can watch telly. But then the cord on the iron isn't long enough to reach the socket, but this is an extension lead that just extends the lead a little bit so I can put the iron plug in there and this into this socket and it gives me all this extra electric cable. So I can stand where I want and iron. And that's what we use those for. And Daddy uses it when he goes in the loft. To put it into the socket so we can switch the light on it. They're quite useful things, aren't they?
Trucks. Trucks are useful things.
Trucks? So I was talking about extension leads. Are you talking about trucks?
Mm.
Are you playing with some trucks now?
Yep. Yeah.
Mum,
this one's not a transporter.
Right, so it's not a car transporter, what is it?
It's a delivery truck.
A delivery truck, okay, what sort of delivery truck?
It delivers parcels, lots of stuff. This is an excavator.
An excavator? That's a big word.
It levels the ground.
Is it? I think an excavator actually digs at the ground to have a good look to see what's underneath, isn't it? Right, I'm going to put those little bits of pear that's in the box.
Bring us on the road!
Pop this in this little red box and then you can help yourself when you're ready.
Then I'll know if it's pear or not.
Yeah, sure. You certainly will. You have to see that for yourself, won't you?
Look, it tells you the name of the truck.
It does. What does it say on it?
It's a star.
A star? Where?
Look there.
Oh, yes. I've forgotten what sort of truck that is. I can't remember. It might be a Volvo. I can't remember. So, anyway, when we go out...
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a look and see if we can see a truck with that on the front. And then we'll try and remember what it stands for, okay? Because we know Scania, and we know Man, and we know Ford, and we know Rover.
And we know Dover.
Dover. Rover and Dover. Rover and Dover sound like two little puppies.
Look, Mum. It can go down and down.
It can, can't it? It's a wonderful transporter. I like the colour as well.
That's fine. Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry, no, it's not a transporter. I've forgotten what it is.
Delivery.
A delivery truck. That's right.
Hold a little bit.
Hands all clean now, ready for tea time.
We don't want a grubby table for tea time.
I certainly don't want a grubby table for tea time.
You know, these are all school songs.
Are they?
Yeah. From here,
I can't say I actually recognise that song, Thomas.
Okay, so here's another delivery.
Right. Shall I put these little pieces here with the instructions into one of the compartments here on your workbench, and then when you want to build it, you know where they are, and you know where the instruction book it is. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that fine?
Beep, beep, beep. We're waiting till this motorbike moves. Beep, beep.
And what's the motorbike doing, Thomas? What's the motorbike?
Someone's got to have it parked it here. Beep, beep.
Right.
Oh no, a shouldn't build a ball. Shouldn't have built a ball that big.
Built a ball, I built it.
Oh no, I can't get past.
Okay.
Ah, a shortcut.
Is that your indicator tick-tocking, so I can hear?
Yeah.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
They're in the loading place. Have you seen how much loading things they have?
Yes, it was a lot, haven't you?
Well, look, got two delivery trucks.
Oh, yes, you're pretending the bus is a delivery truck as well.
Mm.
You're using your imagination one, aren't you? It's very clever.
Look at loading.
This is the thing, Thomas, you have a lot of toys and you do tend to play with them all because...
Well, this, they love these.
Yes, because you don't just use them for what they're meant for.
Mm-hmm.
You use your imagination and make other games with them, which is very good. Isn't it?
Well, I have the bottom floor though. Things in and the top floor.
Right.
I'm just going to use my top floor first. Everything's in, so I'm going to press a special button.
You pressing a special button?
There. Did you hear the click?
I did, yes. I don't think it's terribly strong, that, so be a bit careful with it.
Nice, we're not pronouncing it. The dough, the knock, They don't come at the same time, these delivery trucks.
Don't they?
No.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing. Because one of them comes in the... One comes in the night, one comes in the morning.
Oh, that's better, isn't it? And that means you've got constant deliveries. Yeah. And it means the car park doesn't get too full. And also, while you're dealing with one driver, at least you've not got another one waiting to see you. If they come at separate times, you can deal with each of them, can't you?
Mum, you know, the other lovely truck?
Yeah.
That's the night one.
Is it? And what sort of things does the night delivery truck deliver?
Same one as the morning one.
I know, but you haven't actually told me what it is you deliver it.
Oh, I'm delivering spa shop things.
Spa shop things? I see. You're learning at the spa shop, are you?
No, this is the delivery station I'm in.
Right.
You've got a motorbike in there. Look, it's a motorbike.
Yes. Well, I'm just a bit confused what you're delivering. What sort of things are you bringing?
I'm bringing sweets, lots of things.
Sweets, so you would be.
Oh, look how high this motorbike can jump.
Oh, yes. The spa shop sells more than just sweets, you know, Thomas.
Does it only sell sweeties? That's cool! No, can we always to the spa shop, please?
No, I said it delivers things other than sweets, meaning it does...
More than sweets? Yeah, it's a carrying it to the spa shop every single day.
No.
Right.
Thomas! What's that?
My button.
Well, that's rude. What do you say?
Pardon.
You did. Pardon me or excuse me. What's doing that when you're out? That's terribly rude.
Actually, the trucks, the big trucks, the night one, the coaches, the morning one.
Right.
Open the gate.
Have you got a security man on the gate?
Yep, he's got an eye on it.
He's got his eye on it, has he?
Hmm.
That's good, because if people know that the man's delivering sweeties to the spa shop, they might try and break into the lorry while he's in the shop delivering his things. But you've got somebody watching the truck. So that's better, isn't it?
I've got a gateway, look. Trucks and cars can come through.
What have you made a gateway from?
Well, my delivery truck.
No, what have you used to make a gateway? Is that something?
Lego.
Lego.
This
Good
is a big Lego. Gate. Da, 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 da. It's the big gate I invented.
Oh, that's a superb gate. You like playing with Lego, don't you?
I'm at the shops, I've unloaded and now I'm coming in to get some more for tomorrow. And now, it's not actually bedtime yet.
No, it's not bedtime yet.
Pretending it's nearly bedtime.
Oh, is it?
The other delivery truck's coming in a minute, tea. Just getting out of the delivery station.
Oh, I like the noise that you're making for the indicators. That's really good. You're tick-tocking nicely, aren't you? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Carriage behind.
Oh, I didn't know that the cab came off that, did you?
Yep.
Have you just discovered that?
No.
You knew all
No, because I had...
You knew it did that, did you?
Mum.
Yes.
Look. Oh, no. It's night time and the truck's gone off and they forgot you didn't lock the carriage on.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So he's driven off on his own?
Hmm?
And left the trailer part of it.
Mm.
Oh dear, dear. Well, that's a bit silly, isn't it? What do you think you'll realise?
Hello, Mum. Where's my delivery server? Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is.
You sound like you're at the pantomime, Thomas, now.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, it isn't. Look, I have a long truck. I'm not!
I've
got a short truck.
Is he very upset now? Is he terribly upset? I don't think you've been concentrating, Thomas, do you? Otherwise, I think you would have realised he'd gone without his big trailer. Surely it must be hard getting in and out of car parks when you've got such a big trailer on the back. Did you not realise it was much easier today?
I'm just getting out. I'm just going to my friend's house.
You go to your friend's house? Which friend?
Pretending friend Kev.
Your pretending friend Kev? Your imaginary friend Kevin? Is it?
Yeah.
Right. And what's she doing at Kevin's house?
I'm just having a little chat. I mean, guess what? Right. I brought my truck.
Well, Kevin, I like to see that, won't he?
No, he will not.
Is he not? Why?
He's the driver of my truck.
Oh.
Oh, he sees it.
Oh, so he's not impressed when he sees it because he's used to seeing it anyway, is he?
Mm.
I see. Oh, I thought you were giving him a real treat by going to his house and showing him your truck, didn't you?
I see it's his truck.
Pardon?
I'm not really a truck lorry man.
Are you not? What are you?
I am an export Commonwealth Games man.
An export Commonwealth Games man?
Mm.
Oh, yes, I know why you're saying that. Yeah. That's Daddy telling you all about the meetings, isn't it?
Aye, well, I can swim very fast.
Yes.
When it's run. I'll run there, not so quick, and then I'll jump in. No.
Yes.
Well, I'll show you if I'm an expert or not.
Well, the pool where you have your swimming lessons, it's the Aquatic Centre, isn't it, in Manchester? And we've paid for lessons right up to July. And the lady was saying that there are no lessons. I can't actually remember what date she was telling us that, but there are no lessons from a certain point in the summer because the pool will be closed to the public because the Commonwealth Games swimmers will be using it. And so you're swimming
that. Why do you not use Cheadles?
Cheadle Baths isn't quite as big as the Aquatic Centre, darling. That's why not. And so, when other people at other places are still having swimming lessons, I'm afraid you and Ben and all the people that you know there, that little boy called Adam, you'll all have to find somewhere else to swim in the summer because the pool will be shut.
And find Cheadle.
It won't be shut the whole... Well, I don't know whether it'll be shut the whole summer. And Daddy's been to lots of meetings about the Commonwealth Games because all the athletes will be staying where the students normally live, in the halls of residences. You know the big tower where Mummy used to work? Well, I think used to work there.
And we're just toast.
You can near the toast rack, all that area.
Mum, look at this.
It's where all the swimmers and all the people who are taking part in the games will be staying. And Daddy, of course, working there. Has been very busy with meetings, so this is how you know all about it. So that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Look, I've smashed the gate down.
So, quite a bit of swimming time with Thomas with the Queen Silver, not Silver, Golden Jubilee. And the World Cup, and We're coming out of games. What a busy summer.
Mum, I've left my trucks behind.
Have you?
Look. I have.
Oh, you have, haven't you?
That's why I usually put a different truck every single day.
Well, are they full trucks or empty trucks, Thomas?
Empty.
Empty.
I do different jobs every single day.
Do you?
Yeah. So today I'm checking this. The ground's smooth.
Right. Well, it needs to be smooth, doesn't it? If you've got lots of deliveries to make. So if there's lots of potholes and bits and pieces in the road, then it's not going to be good for driving lorries over, is it?
What's it is? This is the building site.
Well, you keep changing between. I'm so confused as to what we are, Thomas. What are we?
We are a quarry.
A quarry now, are we? That's not a building site, is it? A quarry is where you get boulders and things from to put in the foundations of buildings.
This is a quarry. Have you seen that? I'm checking. It beeps when there's treasure.
Does it?
Gold worms. Mum, can you eat gold worms?
No, thank you, Thomas.
No,
I don't want to skip. Ooh, I certainly don't want to skip a skip full of golden worms. What's that doing? Instead of eating them, I don't want to eat the poor little worms. Please, could I take them to the jeweller's and see if he could make a necklace out of golden worms for me?
That
might be quite valuable, actually,
if there's
made from gold.
There's your worms!
Ooh. I think it sounds absolutely disgusting. I don't like the sound of that. Ugh. Wormy wormies.
No, what it tastes so good.
No, well, you eat them then if it's so gorgeous.
No, but you just need the chocolate ice.
Yes, they're not too bad actually, those. I prefer chocolate. Your worms are not too bad. You're not going to leave me a whole skip full, are you?
Yes, I am.
I wasn't that fond of them actually.
Can you stay quietly, please, for a day?
Yes.
Go on, you can help me if you want. Would you like to go on my big truck? My trucks.
Yes, please. Where are we going to go to?
The other quarry. But the trucks are very clean. I don't carry rusty things, I carry like gold, silver.
Oh, that sounds nice. I promise not to pinch any, because that will be a bit naughty,
wouldn't it? It doesn't matter. We don't need all those.
Don't we?
No. Where other people have them.
Well, that's very generous of you. So you don't mind if people come to your mine and pinch gold and silver?
Nope.
Well, you are a very generous quarry man, aren't you?
If you want to have something to eat,
yes,
we climb lots and lots and lots of steps. Look.
Oh my goodness me! I don't think it's worth the effort, is it, climbing?
Ah! I fell down from the table.
I'm not surprised. The height of those steps. The thing is, though, it's a quarry. I don't think you really have to climb up, it's more digging down into a quarry, isn't it? Or digging sort of at the side.
Ouch!
Oh, be careful now, I don't start.
Are you on my truck? On the trucks? Are you?
I am, yes.
I'm just going to change my back on my truck.
Okay.